With Good News for Today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Over the next month, churches will hold the annual event known as Graduate Sunday. Those days may include tables of photos in the foyer, graduates in their caps and gowns, a meal for seniors, and a sermon by the youth pastor, leaving parents to wonder about the science behind the speed of time. Those elements tend to reflect on the past. While there's nothing wrong with that, some youth leaders are wondering about the opportunity to take a glimpse into the students' future. Chris Trent, a student leader in Georgia, says my philosophy is to treat it as an opportunity for more commissioning rather than recognition. He calls Graduate Sunday a huge opportunity to focus on sending kids out. At a recent prayer conference in Fort Worth, Texas, Memphis, Tennessee, Pastor Steve Gaines remembered the prayers of a faithful woman who not only prayed for his mother, but led her to Jesus Christ. Gaines explained that when his mother was 24, she was diagnosed with cancer in both breasts. Doctors told her a double mastectomy would be required to save her life. Because of the severity of the procedure in those days, surgeons started with one side of her chest and sent her to a post-op shared recovery room where she spent the next day in and out of consciousness waiting to recover enough to undergo the second part. The next day, the medical staff was unable to find the tumors they were set to remove in the second part of the process. They declared her to be healed. That unnamed woman had spent the entire night praying for his mother and then led Steve Gaines' mother to Jesus Christ. He says he doesn't know her name, but looks forward to meeting her in heaven so he can thank her for her faithfulness in prayer and sharing the gospel. Every day, hundreds of thousands of people die without the hope of Jesus. Your faithful prayers will make a difference. That's why the IMB created a free 18-month calendar called Impacting Lostness Through Prayer. It provides guidance, reminders, and encouragement as you pray for individuals and communities who have yet to hear the gospel. Learn more about this free resource at imb.org/prayer calendar. Missouri Pastor Brandon Keesley offers three ways churches can help members find opportunities to serve in missions. First, he says pastors must get to know church members. Knowing people's gifts, abilities, and passions will help a pastor connect them with opportunities. Speaking of opportunities, he says there needs to be a wide variety. God's people have a wide range of ability, but they also have a wide range of availability. He says short-term projects should last from a few hours to a few days, so a wide range of folks can serve. Third, he encourages people to celebrate. That can come through testimonies or commissioning individuals, special events focusing on opportunities, and then also personally commending those who give time and energy. Learn more at baptistpress.com.